Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Today, we are going to be talking about gratitude. And I really believe in life, gratitude is one of those things that is very unsung. And I think it should be practiced much more than perhaps as a community and society than we actually do, you know, are aware of.
You were talking about a story you ran years ago. Yeah,
that's right. And one of the very first editions, it even got a cover line. And the feedback we got was extraordinary because it is one of those things when you talk about, it makes you think. It just really just line in the sand makes you stop and think. So we've welcomed on to today's show Kerry Howe. She has a PhD and a lecturer in professional studies all about gratitude. And you've been working in this field for many years, haven't you, Kerry? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Yes, I have been. I've been working in this field for over 10 years.
For those of us, I guess, who have been living under a stone for a million years, what do you see or what is gratitude?
I believe gratitude is an acknowledgement of what one has received and an action to give back with acknowledgement of this.
So do you think each day people can acknowledge, you know, perhaps the gifts that they've been given and, I don't know, thank the universe or thank someone out there for that?
Yes, I think they can thank them, and also I'm arguing that it's really good to convert that into a practice where you're actually giving back to someone in a really deliberate way. And it doesn't have to be the person you've received something from. It can be towards somebody else. So rather than it being a nice feeling or something where you're just feeling blessed for what you have, which is the first step often, it's gratitude becomes true gratitude in the way I think about it, but when one gives back out of acknowledgement for that.
Do you think people, though, find it hard to acknowledge gratitude?
Yes, and they find it very hard. Many people do. Some people find it just the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah.
And as soon as they're reminded of it, they think, oh, that's right, that's what's missing in my life.
Yeah.
But for other people, it's got so many negative connotations that they find it really difficult to embrace.
Do you think some people find it difficult to even identify it in their own lives?
I think they might want to give a different name to it. I don't think that they find it difficult to appreciate what they've been given. I think that's a really natural human way to be in the world. But the word gratitude has so many connotations with being indebted to somebody, and they don't necessarily want to be indebted. So they feel that's really inaccessible, so they'd rather use words like thankfulness or appreciation, which has got less of that kind of connotation.
In a classroom environment, though, you have so many issues playing out at any one time. You forget about the word grateful. Sometimes teachers would say, well, they're just thankful that they got through the class type thing. I mean, how does it work in teaching and learning? I mean,
I think there's a number of things that take away our gratitude. And in the educational situation, I argue that one of those things is the way in which teaching has been constructed, because it's really teachers who are giving and students who are receiving, and yet gratitude is all about enlivening a dynamic where there's giving and receiving from both parties. So putting gratitude in there is actually helping the teacher become more conscious of what they receive, and that can often be numbed out by feeling burnt out or being too busy or being in a functional kind of relationship with their students where they've just got to get them to perform on tests and all that sort of thing.
What you're saying is it's a two-way street.
Yep. Often what's stopping them is the opposite of gratitude, which is the things that we've just talked about, like their sense of entitlement and also the sense that I'm there to receive, and as sort of where that can go is a resentment about what I'm not receiving. And gratitude is the opposite of resentment. So where there's resentment, you can't have gratitude, and where there's gratitude, you can't have resentment.
Well, we've been talking with Kerry Howells today, lecturer of professional studies at the Faculty of Education. And you know what, Kerry? We're grateful, and we're showing gratitude that you've been on our program.
Oh, thank you. And I'm equally as grateful to you.
Thanks, Kerry.
Bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.